well, this is great. This is a very good turnout. We appreciate you coming, staying. I know it gets to be a long day, especially after some good food. The tendency is to take a nice nap. So if the person next to you starts falling asleep, just nudge him a little bit. There is a booklet that you all need to have. Looks like this. There is a sheet on the family ministry report that didn't get in the booklet. Like this going around. There is a roster to sign. I'd appreciate if everybody would sign the roster in the appropriate section. Members, non-members, and associate members. Associate members are those who are 18 or younger that have joined the church. And everybody else just gets to be signed by non-members. And then have a couple of small blank sheets of paper for voting. Okay, and I do have some pens up here that we can pass out later on if we need those. But if anybody wants one right now to take notes with, I'll give you one of those too. Does anybody need a pen right now? All right, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we recognize that this is your church and that, Lord Jesus, you said you would build your church. We thank you that you have been faithful to us. And Lord, again, we are just so grateful that we can have a part in that. We pray today that as we give reports, an account of what we have done, as we share what we'd like to see done in the near future, that again, your Holy Spirit and your presence would be here, drawing us to you and thereby drawing us to each other. We thank you for this church and for the members and for those who attend and the love and the family that we share together here. And Lord, we don't want to lose that. We just ask that it would continue to go that way. We commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. There are some that filled out membership cards that the board approved, but we just did not have time to bring them in before the church. And so I'd like to point out who they are today. And Dave and Amy Sonnabend. And Brittany Mannon and Markia Severson. And is that it? Am I missing anybody? If I'm missing you, raise your hand. I think I got everybody. Yeah. So I think we're at an all-time high. I think there's 70, is it 72 members? Who's got the roster there? 72. Well, we will officially call this meeting to order, and we will begin by asking Steve Inlow to come and read the minutes of last year's meeting.
Did you proofread this first? I love standing up in front of a crowd with a microphone. The Calvary Assembly of God 2006 annual business meeting was opened in prayer by Pastor Mannon at 1:45 p.m. on April 2, 2006. 37 members were present. The 2005 annual business meeting minutes were read by Stephen Lowe Sr. and were approved. Pastor Mannon gave his report. Pastor's report was approved. Joshua Mannon and Mark Burton gave the youth pastor's report. The youth pastor's report was approved. You like all these details? I did that all myself. Clara Shackleton gave the financial report, and Della Lathe gave the Christian Education Department financial report. The financial reports were approved. Della Lathe gave the Sunday School report, and Val Bongard gave the Youth Club report. The Sunday School and Youth Club reports were approved. Jill Burton gave the Women's Ministries report, which was then approved. Dave Gamel gave the Men's Ministries report, which was approved. For resolutions, Pastor presented an update on the building project. Topics discussed were the setback. Answer that, please. Topics discussed were the setback with county restrictions, zoning, and building permits. Lowell asked all men to give up 1 week of vacation to help on the building. Building will not start until June 1st. Brian Ewing asked if we had any prospects to buy the old church building and property. There's one church group interested. Seating arrangements for the new church was discussed. Pastor brought up the possibility of changing the church start time. After much discussion, Lowell Burton motioned that we have a vote to change the starting time of the church service. The vote determined that the time would stay the same. In the new business, there was a vote for deacon. Nominees were Lowell Burton, Brian Ewing, Dave Gamel, and Tom Lamb. Lowell Burton won the election. Clara Shackleton motioned to close the meeting. The motion was passed. Lowell Burton closed the meeting in prayer. Respectfully submitted. Me.
Any questions on the minutes? Okay. We would entertain a motion to receive the minutes as read. Okay. Bev and Bob second. All in favor say aye. And the minutes have been accepted. Well, if we go to the reports, what I've been doing the last few years is combining the devotional with my reports, and so I thought I would do that again this year. And you know, it has been one busy year. And we didn't get it started as early as we wanted last year with the building, but we finally got it approved and finally started building out there, but it just took a lot longer than we anticipated. But even so, it's been a busy year. Our congregation and membership has been growing. Thanks be to God who builds and adds to his church. And I'm just glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad to partner with you. And I really mean it when I say there isn't any other place that Debbie and I would rather be than with you working here. We just enjoy it. We continue to have changes in ministry positions, but God has been faithful to keep raising up new workers. Thanks to Kyle and Ryan for coming along and working with the youth group now. So we didn't miss a beat there. We didn't have to stop or slow down with any of the programs. So that was great. I want to thank them for that. I want to thank all of you who have remained faithful in your ministries. And I don't want to start naming names because then I tend to forget people. And just thank you to all of you who have remained faithful in your calling. And as I said in the message this morning, I believe that because we have remained faithful, the best is yet to come. And because we have been so busy, I wanted to remind you of something. Local bodies of believers can forget things, important things, that they really need to remember. And the older I get, the more easy I forget. Anybody there yet? Ever walk into a room and forgot what you went in the room for? That's what they keep telling me. So, as a church ages, many times it forgets. Many times its congregation begins to forget what they are called to do and be and why. especially if we are busy doing other things, important things. If we're not careful, they lose their sense of identity and they forget who they are. So from time to time, it's prudent for wise pastors, especially aging ones, to remind their congregations of important things. So I draw your attention to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, a fancy word for substitute, for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. What it's saying is that nobody sees God, but if we love one another, they can see God through our love. They can see God in our lives. So it's important that we get this one anothering right, that we love one another. It is important that our church foster and cherish healthy relationships among our members, because the Bible teaches that genuine Christian community is one of the richest experiences we can have in life. My best friends are some of you and Christians. There's nothing about it, a relationship, nothing like that in all the world, a relationship that you have with another brother or sister in the Lord. God wired us up to know and be known, to love and be loved, to serve and be served, to celebrate and be celebrated. The better we are at truly loving one another, the closer we will be as a church family, the more power we will have as a church when it comes to leading lost people to Jesus. There was once a very poor family that couldn't afford a Christmas tree. They waited until Christmas Eve and found a tree that was okay on one side, but pretty bare on the other. Then they picked out another one that was full in the front and scraggly in the back. They nervously offered $3 to the salesman, hoping he would take the money, and he accepted it because no one else wanted the two half trees. Later that night, the salesman was walking down the street and saw a beautiful tree in the couple's apartment. It was thick and well-rounded. He knocked on the door and asked them how they got such a beautiful tree. The husband showed him how they had worked the tree close together where the branches were thin and tied their trunks together. The branches overlapped and formed a tree so thick you could no longer see that there were two. Well, that's a picture of our desire. We know that when we get our one anothering right, amazing things happen. God takes our individual weaknesses and some of us scraggly looking people and puts us together. And when he does, the result is a beautiful thing to behold, a complete, attractive body of Christ, one that draws people, like the tree that drew that salesman. We're not perfect. No church is. But we're committed to doing things right, committed to getting this thing right. So I want us to look at four of the many examples in which a verb of command is combined with the words one another in Scripture. Think of them as behaviors that describe the way members of a church should interact. And I need four volunteers here. I need somebody to look up Romans 12:10. Who'll do that for me? Bob did. George, I'll give you the next one. Romans 15:14. Then I need Hebrews 10:24. Okay. Bev, and one last one, Galatians 6:2. Done. There are, if you ever do a study and just type in one another, if you have a Bible concordance, you'll find a whole list of things that are listed there. So here's just four of them. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. Bob. Okay? In honor, preferring one another. To honor each other and actually to put others before us. Put them first. Second trait of one another in church is the ability to admonish one another. Romans 15, 14.
And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another.
You know, we all see things through different eyes. And you know, that's great, because when we study the Bible together or we sit down and talk, we have different perspectives on things. And that's good, because we learn more that way. You know, God sits way up there. He's got the complete perspective. And I'm over here, and I just see a part, and I understand from my perspective. And somebody else is over here, and they understand from their perspective. So when we get all together, we get the perspective and the mind of God. And it's because of that that we are able to admonish one another. And be patient with those who don't see it quite the same way we do. They're looking at it from a little bit different perspective. And then Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Okay. We need to have the regular practice of exhorting, encouraging, provoking one another to good works. I don't know if you've heard Chuck Swindoll say this, but he rewrote that old campfire song, Home on the Range. Oh, give me a church where folks in the lurch are encouraged, then healed from above, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the truth is there modeled in love. I like that, because I think that is what a church should be like. We all need a place where we can go to be encouraged, because the world is such a discouraging place. And come and encourage each other here and be encouraged from the Lord. And the fourth quality is found in Galatians 6:2. Don. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, I just want us to take a couple of moments here and have some self-examination. Can we just all just bow our head right now and ask yourself, am I an encourager? Do I help others in this body with their burdens? Do I help keep the individuals in this church on the right track? Do I honor the members of this church? And Heavenly Father, I just right now ask that you would help us to get our one anothering right. That, Lord, again, although we're not perfect, Lord, that we would strive to be more like you. And that we would wear the badge of discipleship, that all would know that we are your disciples because of our love one for another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Questions? Okay, I need a motion to accept the pastor's report. Anybody? Okay, Dave. Second? Bob, James. All in favor say aye. And it's carried. We're going to do the financial report now, and Clarice has asked me if I could read it for her today. It's great to see her today, though. Amen. She's come a long way from not being able to sit up to at least being able to be here with us today. The Calvary Assembly of God 2006 income and expense statement, December 31st, 2005, general checking account balance forward was $19,031.30. The income for 2006, tithes, offerings, and other gifts, $159,747. So if you total the income plus our balance forward, we had $178,778.30. Transfer to the building fund, $70,467.66. Praise the Lord. We were able to take that much out of the general fund to put toward the building. Pastor Manon's wages, $33,655. Social Security, $2,476. Utility allowance, $1,200. Designated giving was $18,620.01. There was a lot given in there. Some gifts to me, some missions gifts, designated to missionaries, building fund. There's a lot that went in that designated giving. Cleaning, $2,450. Speakers, $1,901.36. Honorariums, $5,398.09. That was including love offerings to me and other things there. Benevolence, $1,500. Missions, $7,370.85. Utilities, $4,593.90. Scholarships, $1,695. Repairs, replacements, maintenance, and equipment charges, $4,143.32. Insurance, not health insurance, but insurance on the property, workman's compensation, etc., $2,571. Dues and subscriptions were $245. Bank charges were $309.55. Some money that we did take for the new church out of the general fund, I had to go somewhere and a bill needed to be paid, and I gave it to Clarice to pay, and I just told her to pay it out of the general fund because we didn't have time to separate it. That's the reason that it's there for $600. Church ministries, flowers, gifts, and miscellaneous, $1,297.83. And supplies, $1,045. Total expense and distributions was $161,539.51. Checking account ending balance was $17,238.79. The building account, 2005 balance forward was $320.52. Transfers from general funds and offerings given directly to the building fund, $74,382.66. Transfer from investment account, that was our AG financial, was $225,583.31. Some stock was given to us. We sold it. A third was to go to the building fund. That was $706.27. First Bank and Trust loan, $12,000. First Bank and Trust Foundation gift, $400. And interest was $28.21. For a total income of $313,100.45. Balance forward plus income, $313,420.97. Expense and distribution, application fee for RV Maps Ministry, $50. Architect, $24,790. Bank charges, $55. Concrete, $36,525.65. Concrete labor was $11,040. Oh, I got that right. Boy, it's hard to read across the line. Electrical. Yeah, that might help me. $18,377.36. Excavating, $621.90. Frost walls, $9,158.64. Heating materials, $124.73. Labor, we paid $4,506. Loan fee, $1,628. Machine fuel, $7. MAPS convention, $170.20. Miscellaneous, $889.60. Missions, $100. And the reason we have that missions fee is because we have made pledges to MAPS, which is the RV group. we pledge to support them, and then they support churches, go around and build churches like this. New church supplies uncategorized, $21,711.28. Permits, $1,220. Plumbing supplies and in-floor heating, $11,041.64. Porta-potty rental, $263.76. Rock, $7,922.09. Sand, $1,200. Sewer, $2,000. The structure of the building, $145,826. Business supplies, $16.50. Surveying, $600. Property tax, $100.77. Well, $6,390.82. Total expense and distribution, $306,336.94, for a balance of $7,084.03. The Assemblies of God Financial Service Fund, 2005 balance forward, $217,228.68. Interest for 2006 was $8,354.63. Income plus balance forward, $225,583.31. Withdrawals, $225,583.31, for a zero balance. First Bank and Trust, we took a draw on 12-12 of 2006 for $12,000. So the loan balance of 12/31/2006 is $12,000. And I'll stop there. We'll let Della do the rest. So do you have any questions on finances? Yes, James. We borrowed $12,000. The first, but that would be the net worth or whatever. But we had a bunch of checks come in on December 31st, and it was on a Sunday last year. And so those checks got included in 2006. So it actually bumped up the general fund at the end of the year. It wouldn't have been quite so high if those checks hadn't come in. Because I was anticipating the question, well, if you had money, why didn't you pay off down this $12,000 loan? Because we didn't have the money at the end of the year to do that. So does that make sense? Lowell?
Yeah, I wanted to come up with the labor on there, but none of it is from the church personnel.
Right.
Everything the church has done and people in the church have been going.
Right.
Okay, and then also the MAPS, if we don't support them, then also we're not sending them.
Right, we have to support the MAPS on a monthly basis to be able to get them to come. Most of the guys donated their own fuel. Yeah. So that's pretty good. Yeah. There was a lot. Laura, you had a question? They have not helped yet. No, we're hoping to get them. By the time we got started last year, it was too late. I went to the RV convention that they had, and that's what the expense is there, to recruit some RVers. And I was given 5 minutes to speak, and that's it. And there was probably, I don't know, three to 4,000 RVers there at this convention. Does it say in there? Oh. Well, I'll let George share his thing about the RVers here. But anyway, we went there to recruit. I only had 5 minutes to speak, and I just told them, presented our project on PowerPoint real quickly, the plans of the building, told them a little bit of the difficulty we had with the county and how, actually, I don't even know if you know, everybody knows this. When we were done with the county, the last meeting that we had, you know, they decided to put everything that we wanted. They decided to give us. And they said, Pastor, is there anything else you would like? And I just about dropped over. And so when I told this at the RAV convention, they all clapped and they were pretty excited. And then the guy who's in charge of our area, because they were broken down into areas, asked me if I would come and share with our area group. And so I did, and I was able to do that. And hopefully we're going to be getting some of those guys. There is another convention just on a statewide level in May. And hopefully we can get some of those guys too. But yeah, one of the requirements is that we support them monthly as missionaries and that we pay them $1 per hour per man. You can't beat that. So. Right. Oh, they weren't going to come. They all said, we're not coming up there in the winter. I'm blaming this. And yeah, and that was a bad winter. While we're on the RV thing, let's let George share this. There was an article in the Pentecostal Evangel about them.
Well, the article is titled, Want to Save Half a Million. And I'm just going to read a couple little pieces of this article. The RVers, he was leading a team of RV volunteers with the Assemblies of God's U.S. Mission, so Mission America Placement Service. So it is a United States mission organization. U.S. MAPS RV volunteers send teams across the country to assist Assemblies of God churches and affiliated ministries in construction and reconstruction. In 2005, more than 1,400 volunteers logged nearly 128,000 hours, completed 54 projects, and saved AG churches and institutions more than $2.5 million in labor costs, according to U.S. MAPS Director Jerry Bell. Quickly here, okay. The pastor of this church, his name is Caswell, Randy Caswell, is amazed at how smoothly the project has come together. He credits the RV volunteers team with the majority of the labor on his church. An addition valued at about $800,000, yet built for some $325,000. So that's $500,000 approximate if you do the math. So that's what this organization saved this church in labor costs in doing what they did. So it's a great thing. And I thought, well, today would normally be Missions Sunday, so we're talking missions. This is an in-reach missions program, but an outreach too. So it's these people coming in their campers and trailers and tents, and they pitch their camp on the site, and that's where they live. And we feed them, and a lot of times they bring their own food, but we give them an electric outlet to plug into and a place to get cleaned up. A lot of their equipment has those things in it. But it's just something that the AG has worked out in their organization to help situations like this. So
we can be in prayer about that. They have a lot of projects. They have a lot of projects because, you know, they gave each of us 5 minutes to give our presentation. And they turned the sound off after 5 minutes. So I used my whole 5 minutes till they cut me off. But Dave? Right. It's a good ministry. It is. Anybody else with any questions on any of the financial reports that we've gone through? And again, the checkbook is, you know, for your viewing. If you ever want to see any transaction or whatever, you're certainly welcome. Glenn? No, we're not going to get it back. And it'll see it again on next year's statement. it'll actually be, yeah, it'll be about the same amount. It might be a little more. But we could not get out of property tax. And I called Barb Brogdon, actually, too, and talked with her. And she said they're being very, very good with you if they're just charging you the tax on the property. And then it was a few weeks later. Well, actually, it was in March. I was gone, and Debbie got a phone call from the tax assessor, and he wanted to tax our building out there, not just the property, but they wanted to tax the building. And I called him back, and we talked, and he says, well, I think I can get an exception for you because this building will never be used as anything other than a church. And I said, yeah, that's right. So he said, well, you have to fill out this exempt form, and I'll fax it to you. Those of you who have ever done paperwork with the government, it took me a week, I think, to get all the paperwork together to send to them. So that's all in, and hopefully that'll be taken care of, Lo. Any other? Right. 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 And that's just on the property now, so. Sharon? I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we'll have to occupy both buildings. I would think so. We might have to. We'll have to check into that. Anybody else? I'll skip the CE thing here. But if you combine the general fund, the building fund, the CE, $25,772.41. But if we subtract out the $12,000 that we owe First Bank and Trust, net worth $13,722.41. And just for your information, the balance in the building fund right now, $1,262.24. We spend it almost as fast as we get it. And actually, Clarice, I need to have you transfer some money because the guy from the Soffit Fascia wants payment too. So, but you know what? We have a beautiful building going up out there. And although we don't have the cash value that we used to have, the appraisal on the new building by the bank was $1,400,000. $1,400,000. And the insurance company came along and did their own appraisal, and they appraised it at $1,700,000. So we've got, the Lord is blessing. We do. Amen. Amen. So would there be a motion to accept the financial reports? Ben? I saw that hand up there in the sound booth. Wait a second. Kyle? Keep it with the young people. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? And it's carried. The youth. Who gets to do the honors here? Ryan does.
Well, thank you very all. Thank you all very much for giving to our spaghetti dinner. We got $804.04. So thank you very much. And I'll be talking in we, meaning Kyle and I. Someone said I. So, first of all, we'd just like to say that this has been a year of major changes, trial and error, and new beginnings. But it's just awesome to see God's time and placement go into action. We'd just like to thank everyone that has helped with the youth group, those that have helped with worship, assisted us on our trips, and for all the prayers. Just thank you very much for everything that you guys do. Even giving to the spaghetti dinner, just everything. This last year, the youth participated in a number of events. A few were Six Flags, the See You at the Pole rally, which we met with three other churches, book study, game nights, and experience Rockford Masters Commission. But it seems that the youth look forward to camp and youth convention the most. Last summer, about 20 youth attended Assembly Park Bible Camp, And then about 25 people went with us in October to Green Bay to join about 3,000 other Assemblies of God youth around Wisconsin, northern Michigan. So now it's been really nice to see that some of the adults are going to join us on this trip to El Salvador. It means a lot to Kyle and I to show that you guys care about missions. So thank you for that. We're excited for this next year. We're taking a trip to El Salvador to work with the organization Book of Hope. There we'll be working in the school system, distributing the scriptures to the students while doing it in a relevant way, depending on the ages. These ages will range anywhere from preschool all the way up to the college age. We'll be working with the local churches to keep a follow-up on the children. We'll be doing dramas, skits, presentations, sharing our personal testimonies, and more. This trip is open up to anyone over the age of 15 years old, and we encourage the adults to come as well. In addition to that, we'll be doing fundraisers for the mission trips, attending Bible camp, youth convention, and more. We hope that you'll keep sending your youth consecutively and that they'll benefit from our challenges. Also remember that you guys are always welcome to anything that the youth do. We feel very honored to have the opportunity to work with our youth and our church's future. Thank you, Ryan and Kyle. Any questions?
No? All right, thank you. And a motion to accept the youth report. Shiloh, is there a second? Brian Balow, all in favor say aye. You guys on this side, I don't see it quite as fast as I'm spinning. Della, want to come and are you next here? Share the CE department. Is it, what's next? I think she's next.
The Christian Ed department started with a balance forwarded from 2005 of $819.62. Income in 2006 was $2,316.52, plus the balance forwarded made $3,136.14. Expenses for that period of time were $1,736.55, leaving an ending balance at the end of the year of $1,399.59. And that is divided between the Sunday School and the Kids Club. The Sunday School has $1,294.67. The Kids Club has a balance of $104.92. And I'd like to share with you a little bit who the teachers are. Some of you may not be aware of who the teachers are. Some, like Pastor said, some just stay and work and work and work and work and are so willing to always be there and always do it. Some have to move and go places, and then God provides someone else to fill in the spots. But right now, our teachers for the beginners are Lori Lamb, primary, Sharon Stauffer, middler, Valerie Bongard, preteen, Joshua Mannon, teen, Kyle Lewis, adult, Brian Ewing, and George Lewis. And also thank you to the willing subs who stepped in as needed. Now, I have a whole list of them here, and I'm going to name them as best I can. I'm going to do the thing Pastor said he'd be careful not to do. I'm going to say names, and if I've missed someone, please forgive me or remind me who I've missed. But the ones that are willing to help here and there on a Sunday, sometimes with very little notice, Laura, Markia, Sister Manon, Jody, Abby, Brittany, Josiah, Sarah, Ryan, Cassie, and Ben. So we have a multitude of willing helpers, and I appreciate all of you for that.
Any questions about Sunday school for Della? They always let you off real easy. Val, did you want to say anything about Kids Club? Okay. And next is Women's Ministries, Jill.
Hi. Our ladies group is small. We average probably anywhere from 5 to 10 people a month. That's about as close as it gets. We meet at somebody's house or at the parsonage, which is Debbie's house, every month at a different place. And we have a Bible study. And our book has finished off, so we're in need of a new book. So we're looking around for a new Bible study. In the past year, we've had several of our youth getting married and lots of babies. So we're really populating the church in the last year, and so we're very excited about it. It is just fun to have these new marriages and these new babies in our church. The ladies furnished a lot of meals last fall for the men working at the church, and illnesses for surgeries and stuff, we've furnished meals. And this year, when the spring hits and the guys start working out there again, we'll be doing more meals. And we'll be doing meals for the RVers. So we've got a lot to do this year, too. And I guess that's about it. We have about $1,500 in our account. And that's just what we do. And we'd like to invite every lady to come and join us, because we have a wonderful group. And we've been around for many, many, many years. Thank you. Any questions? Once a month, usually the second Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday. Yeah, first or second Tuesday, and it's usually announced in the bulletin. We have a meeting coming up now here on April 10th. I won't be able to be here, but the others will be here. And we did change. I was president for 2 years, and now Debbie is president. And I've been secretary treasurer for several years, and so we're in need of some leaders and some women that want to be active in the church. So, any other questions?
All right, we need to back up. I guess we didn't approve the CE report. We'll approve that first, and then the women's. So, CE report. What's Ryan, second. Dave, all in favor? I wonder if you could just go through all the reports and then approve them all at the end. And then the women's ministries. Somebody like to make a motion? Steve and Bev, second. All in favor, say aye. And it's carried. Dave, you're next with men.
Ryan set such a good example by coming up front, and thought, boy, maybe if he'd have sat back there, I could have just stayed where I was sitting. The men's ministry has had kind of an interesting year. We started out, we had a real good spring and went through the summers. We studied the man in the mirror, which I can speak from my experience was a very good book, and I must be a slow learner because it was my second time through it, and I still found an awful lot in that book that helped me live my life as a better servant of Jesus Christ. And so I appreciated that time together and that time that we went through and the valuable lessons that that we went through. As fall started, things got to be a little bit interesting, and a lot of the members of the group started working a lot at the church, and our numbers kept getting kind of smaller and smaller and smaller until finally I was doing a lot of praying in my living room by myself. And through some things with what was going on with the church and some things in my own personal life, we just kind of ended up taking the end of last year we're not able to meet. And so then we started out here, I think it was just back in February, and we were going to start in with a new Bible study on the book of Daniel, and that has had a rocky start. And so I think it's just been the time of year and just been difficult to get things going, and it's a lot of work to be a salmon, swimming upstream. And so just kind of made the decision that we would just kind of take it easy this spring, and as things start going with the church again, it'll get busy. I hope that we'll be able to get together here later on this spring and maybe have a picnic at my house. I don't know why, but motorsports might have something to be involved in that. I don't know how that'll work, but have a men's picnic at our house. And the other thing I was thinking was kind of fun maybe is if I can organize a trip maybe to Lake Michigan to do some fishing. And so we'll see how that pans out for this summer to kind of have some fun things to do and just kind of get together and have some fellowship time. As I've gotten into studying the book of Daniel in preparation for this study, I've been just amazed at how many different lessons there are for us as men in this book. And was impressed in it before I really started diving into it. And so I would, going forward this fall, would like to start in meeting again and trying to study the book of Daniel again, just because I think it has so much to offer us. So kind of a little lull in the action, but I think we have good things going forward. I would like to invite all of the men that if it's a picnic or a fishing trip, we have had a couple opportunities where we've been able to do work projects, and they've been very rewarding. So whatever things happen, I'll try to keep you up to date. And all men of all ages are invited. And I think this is a very important ministry for our church. I know for myself as a man, I'm very good at making an island out of myself. And I kind of worry about work and taking care of my family and doing all of that. And strengthening myself and having people to look over my shoulder and say, you sure that's what you want to do or that's how you want to do it, is very helpful to me. So I look forward to getting things restarted in the fall and getting back on track. So any questions? By the way, if you give me a microphone, it's never short. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, we just had a couple things, and the when you look at them in the grand scope of things, they don't seem to be much, but when you realize that God has taken a group of men and put them in action for his kingdom and his work, it does make a drastic difference, and it does make the ripple effect of that can be huge of things that we don't even realize. So thanks, Joan. I appreciate that. Any other questions? Go. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things for some reason to get a bunch of men together and then just to sit down and just to talk doesn't always work so well. So if you can give us a project that we can get all sweaty and dirty and just get, you know, somehow that helps loosen things up a little bit so we talk a little bit better and we fellowship a little bit better. So that'll give you something to think about. Do you mow lawns? No, I don't. I'm just. Was there another question, Bill?
What was the nights and the times and meetings?
Well, initially we were meeting on the second and fourth Tuesday of the night. We had some at my house. We had some at Glenn's. And tried some different locations. I think one of the problems that we had is with this winter is that I wasn't quite sure if we were meeting the best time. So I tried a Tuesday night and a Saturday And I've pretty much come to the conclusion that that doesn't work. So as we look at this fall, we'll try to find out what days work better, what will work best for the majority of the guys in the church to go ahead and meet. So, and one other thing, on the good side of it is the men's group, we owe absolutely nothing. The negative side is we have absolutely no net worth. Any other questions?
All right. We have a motion to accept the men's report. Clara, second. Glenn, all in favor say aye. All right. And there's another one here. Doug is coming to share with Family Ministries, something we're trying to get going here. And they've done Growing Kids God's Way. And more is in the future, and topics are going to depend on you, right?
And that's my report. So but that was it. Yes, this was the first year that we were bringing our ministry. We've been doing a family ministry for the last 6 years. And we were here for a year for the church to kind of get a feel, see what kind of needs were here, get an idea for the style. And then we brought our core discipleship material called Growing Kids God's Way. It's an 18-week intense, open your mouth to a fire hydrant sort of parenting. It is pretty intense. It lays the foundation for 6 other ministries that we do. And we're going to be introducing those over the next couple of years as the need arises. That's where that discipleship survey that came up this morning in church, we're going to be running that for the next few weeks to see what needs do we have in the church for family. We believe that family is the foundation to the church. And my wife and I, we believe that strengthening the family really helps strengthen the church, whether that be in finances, whether that be in kids, whether that be husband-wife relationships. We believe that building strong families builds strong churches. And so this week, we actually end Growing Kids God's Way. We've had 2 families go through it, and we've just seen as teachers an immense progress of the families that are there. And we would encourage you this fall when we do that again, if you have any kids under the age of 18, to come and join us. We would love to have each and every one of you. We keep it very small. We only allow 6 families because this is intense. We learned from the master. He only had 12 disciples, and so we only take 12 as well because it's pretty intense. So, and then what happens else? We've got a bunch of other stuff queued up, and as we see the need, we're just going to go from there. So any questions? Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah, the money one I've found when we do either Taming the Money Monster or the Entrepreneurial Boot Camp, which is for people thinking of starting a business or are running a business and want to run it according to biblical standards, what to do. When we've run that at other churches and we've opened it up to the public, one church that we ran it in, it was a small church, but in the course of it, we doubled the church in the time of running Taming the Money Monster. We just had a lot of interest in the community for that. So thank you.
All right. We have a motion to accept this report from Doug. Okay, Kyle, second. Ben. Well, Jim, let's get Jim in. He hasn't got his hand in there. Jim Hoyt. All in favor, say aye. Anybody opposed? Didn't think so. Okay. We don't really have any new business to discuss. Nothing was ever, brought to me. I just would like to give you an update on the new building, though, and I'm sure that there are some questions or thoughts that you have concerning that. We share with you what was done over the winter months. The rough plumbing was completed. The ductwork was run for 9 furnaces. Can you believe we have to have 9 furnaces in there? Soffit and fascia is now completed. And I would like to thank all the guys who had a part while out there working last fall. It was a cold winter to get much done, but last fall, the guys were giving it their all, and I appreciate that. And also thank the ladies for bringing meals. It was super of you to do that. Helped out tremendously. It's amazing what a little food can do for you. It'll help you keep going. So we are grateful for that. Thanks to all the volunteers. The sewer system was also designed over the winter, and that was a little bit of a challenge because we finally had to go to the third plumber. The first 2 plumbers said that they would design it for us, and they got into the project, and they said, this is over our heads, this is really too much, and we can't do it. So that happened twice before we found somebody that was able to design it for us. And so, it's a big project. And, to be quite honest, when I saw the plan, it was overwhelming. And the only way I can do it is just kind of look, and I can't do it, but the only way it makes any sense to me is to look at it just a little bit here and a little bit there, and work at it that way. The overall thing is huge. So also, we are going to start wiring the Monday. Let's see here. What was the date on that? Second Monday after Easter. Right. The second Monday after Easter. So we'll be looking for volunteers again. And you don't have to be saying, well, I'm not an electrician. That doesn't matter. We have guys that know what to do there, but they still need help, people running wires and doing being a gopher or whatever. We could still use that. So if you've got some time that you'd like to give to the church, we would greatly appreciate it. And from there, I think things will just start hopping again. Let's go pretty quickly. We do have the IRVers in mind. We're hoping to use them as much as possible. And what we would like to do is use them for the more difficult jobs and, the jobs that require more labor, more people, and hopefully even to find some that are skilled and trained in certain areas and then use them in those areas. So we're going to be trying to coordinate that, and a lot of organization is going to have to come into play here. So be in prayer for us as we do that. So is there anything that, any questions that you have or comments or anything any of the board members want to bring out? Lowell?
The report from last year said that there was a potential buyer.
Okay.
Somebody just asked me a few minutes ago about that, how that
was going. We just don't have any. We don't have a potential buyer. So if you know of anybody that would be interested.
We are planning on listing this on the next one.
Right. So, yeah, we're planning on listing. In fact, we've already contacted a realtor. He just hasn't gotten back to us. So any other thoughts? James? Our financial. Hopefully, one of the things about not getting so much done over the winter was that we were able to pay cash for a lot of it as we went, which I think was a blessing. I think a lot of it comes down to how many of the RVers we can get to help. Because as George pointed out, you know, through that article, you can save about half if you can get workers. We plan on doing as much as possible. We plan on selling this building. That train came through last Sunday night, didn't he? Then we have a lot. If you remember, we have a lot between the old parsonage and the new parsonage, which we plan on selling. And we're hoping that if we sell those, you know, we won't have to borrow as much. We will have to borrow some. But if the giving increases, it keeps up like it was going. You know, we were able to take $70,000 out of the general fund last year and apply it to the building. You know, I just don't see any reason why the Lord just won't keep blessing as he's done. And Clarice was reminding me today about all the miracles that took place at the onset. Remember that? And he's still the same God. And when we built the parsonage, we didn't have all the money, but we were debt-free when we were done. So praise the Lord for that. Yep, it was. Glenn? I guess that answers that. I don't know. Any other questions? Brian? Right, right. Amen. Amen. Don't think you can't do anything, because I'm about as unskilled at carpentry or building as anybody, and they find something for me to do. How much do we have left to do? You know, the whole interior.
All the electrical, all the finished plumbing, all the ventilation, all the furnaces, air conditioners, insulating, finished carpentry, drywall, painting, lighting fixtures. It's all done. Exterior finish, siding, brick, parking lot paving.
A lot.
A lot. It's just dark.
Real, right. Yeah.
It's like a lot there, but it's just dark.
Well, yeah, and you know, when we moved into the parsonage, I thought we were just about done. We still had just as much to go.
My memory is gone kind of haywire. I can't remember. But back a ways, I can remember real well. I can remember some 16 years ago. Oh, my wife's motioning, get it up here like I was for somebody else. I can remember some 16 years ago when we needed a pastor, and we had gotten another pastor a couple of years before and another one a couple of years before that, and it wasn't working out worth a dime. We were behind, I think, two payments on the parsonage, and that wasn't much of a parsonage, and three payments on the church, and it might have been vice versa. But we were behind a long ways. And there was no money. And we had to find a pastor. So one of our board members and our pastor were here on Sunday morning. They left. They didn't come back Sunday night. And we had to do something. Bob James and I were the board and somewhat related. Something had to be done different. I volunteered to take care of the engineering. Bob stayed on the board. We got Lowell in, and we got Brother Lynch in. So we had a board that would work. We started from there to find a pastor. I don't know if I can get this in 5 minutes, but I'm going to get awful close. We started looking for a pastor, and we had a lot of them, and one that was excellent, just excellent. And he called me the day before we were we were letting him have the job, and he said, I've decided that I don't want to live in Baldwin. I'd like to, in Wilson, I'd like to live in Baldwin because I don't want to raise my kids around those taverns. And so I said, well, you won't have to wait for a call. That'll take care of that. And we had to start over, and we started over, and we had a man come, and we looked him over along with a couple of other guys, and this one here, we decided we would call. He came, he preached, and we were 100% in his behalf. And he called me, and he said, I can't do it. I can't do it. The Lord says, no. So we started over. We picked, and we picked, and we picked. And we weren't doing too good. And we were giving $50 a week for a man to come and take the pulpit. And I had Wednesday night service at my place. And we showed a film. We ran out of floor. There were so many people. But we didn't have a pastor. And he had turned it down. And one day he called. And he said, have you got a pastor yet? No, we don't have a pastor. We have some candidates, but we don't have a pastor. Well, now he felt different. He'd been praying. And the Lord said, okay. So I had to come back together with the board, and we had to do some different things. But if you're going to start over, he has to come, he has to preach, he has to be approved. We have a policy that we follow, and we followed that policy. And we took a vote, and he wasn't 100%, but he was elected. And he took the job 16 years ago. 20-some members. I don't remember you. 20-some members. And we had plenty of room here. We didn't have much to go on, and we couldn't pay very much. And he had 5 children in that little shack up the street. From there, we're here. From here, who knows? You can have it.
Love you. Well, God is faithful, and He will be faithful. So we just look to Him. Yeah, it was. We're glad God led us here. Thanks. I don't want to cry, so let's go on. Where are we at? Does somebody else have anything you want to, any questions? Now's your chance, you know, now's your opportunity to talk to us about the building. If not, we have a very important election coming up, and we have so many men of God here. I really appreciate this. Guys that are men of God on the board, men of God who are not on the board, you go around to some churches and they just don't have men. They have a lot of ladies, but they don't have men. And nothing against the ladies, but you need men too. And I'm so grateful for all the men that we have. You know, and if we could, we'd just have them all on the board. But unfortunately, we can't do that. And so we have an election today. Can somebody put up the names of the nominations and those who have accepted? Yeah, we'll have them stand up too so everybody knows who you are. We're going in alphabetical order. Brian Balo, if you'd stand, please. Okay, come on, front. All right. Doug Boyce. Steve Inlow, he is the incumbent. Bob James. And then Tom Lamb, and Tom isn't here today. There were others who were nominated who did not accept nominations. We have some pretty stringent questions that we ask them before they commit to serving on the board. But these guys have accepted. And I think we should pray right now and let's look for the Lord's direction. Does anybody want to volunteer to pray here? All right, I'll pray. Father, I thank you for each of these men. Lord, and the desire in their heart to serve you, to be of service for the kingdom of God. We're so grateful that you have brought them here and their families. And Lord, we pray now that as we vote for one of these, that you would lead and guide and that you would direct. Lord, that we could have your mind today and accomplish your will, your purposes. And again, just thank you for these guys and bless them for their faithfulness and even for their willingness to serve you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll have Lowell and Don come. Two things. First of all, we need a roster report. How many signed the roster? Okay, 51 have signed the roster. No, we don't. Yeah. And then we need a motion to close the roster at this time before we vote so that nobody else can be added to the roster after this. Good question. Is there anybody that has not signed the roster and still would like to? Guess not. So we will entertain a motion to close the roster. Okay, Bev, and the second, Clarice. All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Just out of curiosity, as 56 members, how many people total? Do you know? Maybe you could figure that out for us, add them up. I was wondering how many people total are here. Okay. There's 51, so we need 27. 27 needed for an election. Oh, 51. 26. 26 votes are needed for an election. It's a simple majority. And what we have done in the past is we've made this a nominating ballot, which means the top two, we would cast a second ballot for the top two, unless there's a third person that's real close. Unless there's an election. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, is that clear? If there's an election on this ballot, if somebody gets 26 votes, they're elected. If not, we take the top two and vote again. Unless there's a third person within three votes, a few votes. Is that clear? Would anybody like to make that nomination or not? Okay. Is there a second? Okay, Ryan, everybody opposed, say aye. I mean, everybody. Now, I could say I tried to catch you, but anyway, but that would be lying. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, then that's the way we'll do it. Does everybody have a ballot? You can vote for any one of these. Okay, vote for any one of those.
I believe God answered my prayer. thank you so much for the ability to teach us your way to you. And Father, we thank you for this wonderful testimony that he's given us in having faith in you in times of trouble and in times of difficulty. And we just praise you, Lord, for this man of God who has had adversity come into his life. And he has stood up and said, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And more adversity has come, and he stood up and he said, I believe in God the Father as my provider. And so, Lord, we lift him up to you, and we pray with full knowledge that you will provide for him, that you will provide for his family, that you will carry him through this difficulty, that you will protect him, and then your mercy will shine down on him. And so, Lord, we offer this prayer of thanksgiving to you to provide. And we just pray and ask that you will bless him.
Well, this is very interesting.
We don't have an election yet. We have basically a three-way tie.
Oh!
They'll put the number of votes up there in a minute for you.
One person more.
That's up to you. That's up to you. That's your decision.
One person did the vote. What's your decision? What?
I'm all for it.
That's your choice. You should at least make that decision. If we put them all on, I would probably stagger it. We would hate to have three board members come up in 1 year. We'd have We'd have six board members.
Well, one yes and one of them would volunteer to drop off.
I would rather go with five. I would rather go with an odd number. No, that's good. We have three now. Oh, that's right. So it is five. See? I don't know. It's up to you. Okay, well, I guess Jeff has made a motion that we have at three. That should be a decision made before we make that motion, so we can do that.
I know, but we got to deal with that motion first. I mean, according to if we ever are interested, Robert's Rule of Order or whatever. But we have to have a second, so if we don't have a second, then we can go back and discuss staggering it out. But if we have a second, then we have to vote on it. Okay.
We do have a discussion before the vote. And we can give Bev a chance to withdraw her motion if we could, maybe. You want to withdraw your motion? Okay. One,
3 years. Normal term is 3 years.
And this is a 1 year, this is the seed, the 1 year seed?
No, this is a 3 year seed.
3 year seed, okay.
Sharon?
I have a promotion that we.
Don't stop making any motions yet.
Okay.
Let's just talk.
John
comes up next year. I've got 2 years left. I'm done with you.
So then you get one next year, to the next year, and to the next year.
But then you've got to think this through, too, though, because then you're talking that we have to keep 5 board members from here on out. Bill?
Now, if the church needs bigger, do you see, I would think maybe 5 wouldn't meet them if they get bigger. It's not bad, except when there's a lot going on, in which there is sometimes the board meetings go on to 10:30 at night, and all of them start at 7 already. If you add 2 more people's opinions in there, then it makes it longer. Yeah, that's the biggest problem I see.
I don't think it's going to cause any problems. Do you think it's a problem? The disadvantage of having a big board would be getting everybody together at the same time. Where's my guys that went to Robert's Rules of Order here? Where are you guys? That's a suggestion. You could drop Brian off and go for the top 2. Thanks. Well, we do have 72 members now. We have more members, so. Let's try one more. Yeah, we can have prayer. This is, you know what, this is a really good situation to be in, though. So, I already prayed. Anybody else want to pray? Anybody else want to try it here? Okay, Josh.
Here's the Bible.
I think this is right, because we have not voted yet with everybody knowing the number count, right? So I think this is... Do we have any more ballots here?
I'm asking about doing this.
few that are close, one drops down below the three. So now you go from one of those two. Do you have? You still have ballots?
Yeah.
I would suggest that if you want more board members next year, get submitted to the board in writing before the annual meeting of the year. And then we would decide that before we have the election. Or you can even decide it now if you want. After this election, it's up to you.
Thank you.
Am I on? Yes. We do have an election, finally. But it was the person who has been elected is Doug Boyce. So congratulations, Doug. And thanks to Steve for serving faithfully. I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a while. Four years. So I appreciate both these guys and Brian too. And thank you. Well, is there any other business then? It doesn't matter to me. It's your decision. It's your church. I'll work with these guys are easy to work with. So you know, and I don't expect Doug's going to be a problem either. So. We have ways, though. Well, so what are you suggesting, Glenn? As we get more members, I think probably be an advantage to have more board members. That's up to you. My job is not to sway you in any way. Camelia, you have a comment? Okay. Work like. Okay. Board members, the word, Greek word diakonos, literally means servant. And a board member is one who serves the people. They serve the will of the people. They serve the church. That's really the definition of a board member. What do we expect of them? We expect them to be at board meetings. We expect them to support the church with their attendance, with their tithes, with their work. You know, that's about it. But it's a big, tall order. It's a lot, right? They make major decisions, right? That's the big thing, is they make major decisions, and they're there for me as, you know, a sounding board as well, that, you know, they kind of keep me in check so that, you know, it's a accountability type thing. Sharon? Well, I give them a list of qualifications, scriptural qualifications. All the men receive that. And, you know, right, they need to be men, godly men. Right, they do. That's what it comes down to in a nutshell is godly men. What you do is totally up to you, Val. Right. Support the church with their attendance. Right. I don't know what to do. Would you like to, maybe what you would consider doing is recessing, thinking about this, coming back in a couple weeks, months, something, and discussing it then. I know it's getting late. Some people are getting, you know, probably want to get going. I don't know. But I'm here as long as you want to be here. Jill and then Dave and Cindy. It's not. It is a church decision. I don't think it's a board decision. And it's not a bad idea to have more board members, especially with this building that we've got going on. You know, I would not mind at all some of the pressure being taken off. Camels and then James. The only thing is they wanted an odd number on the board. We did four, and if you remember, Rex left right about that time, so we still only had three. Even though we voted to go four, we still only had three. And so there was no problem. We never really got to try it out much with an even number. They like, you know, we don't vote on stuff, but that's the reason why you like an odd number, is in case there's a vote, you don't wind up with ties like we have today. Camelia? I don't vote. If there's an even number of board members and there's a tie, then I have to break the tie. But with an odd number, I don't vote.
I'll explain how we run the board meetings. We run very informal. We discuss everything until everybody agrees.
Even if they have to walk out with a couple black eyes or something. Right. Right. What?
Because it's a rule, we're all seem to be in consensus that we could really use that. And with the new building, and not only a lot of things, but we're in charge of midstream. We had three, and all of a sudden now we can't use the three because of some rule.
Well, all we need is somebody to make a motion that we vote.
Brian?
I'll bring up a point that yesterday I was myself with Glenn. I believe George, he was able to make it. Bob was invited by the board to meet as a committee with the board and building to help them make some decisions and help spread some of that. I was doing to be building that church. I wouldn't have time to do anything.
Yeah, I think that would... I'm stepping off the chair, and I know this is kind of weird, but I really think it would probably be a good idea is if we just maybe recessed and tabled it for a couple months, and if somebody sets up another meet, wants to suggest another meeting date, that way we have time to think about this and pray about this, and we're not accused of doing something because some people are gone. I don't want to ever be accused of railroading something through when the majority of people had left or something like that, you know. So that's what I would like to see, Don. Okay. Now, then, right, we're not going to adjourn. We are just going to recess for, do we have another, did you set another date? Did you set a time limit on this or not? Okay. No, I think what we would do is we would come back and we would decide whether we want to add two more board members or if we just want to add a building committee or what. At that time, we would decide. Well, if somebody wants to put a date on this and say that May, whatever's the first Sunday in May or whatever, we have another meeting, then we can do that. Brian? Let's do it all together. Huh? Well,
it'll still be one meeting.
Yeah, it'll still be part of this meeting. Okay, that's the motion is that we recess until the first Sunday in May, where we will gather again to discuss whether we want to have a building committee or add a couple of board members or leave it the way it is. The motion has been made. Well, maybe we'll just have to. It could be amended, yeah. Audrey, you had a comment? Okay. We have a motion, though. The motion is that we have a meeting first Sunday in May, come back and discuss this, reevaluate it. Okay? Audrey's got a good thought. There are other thoughts. Let's keep those thoughts for that meeting. It has been first and seconded, I believe. Bev did. Okay. So all in favor, I want to make sure everybody understands, all in favor of having of recessing this meeting until the first Sunday in May, where we will further discuss adding board members, building committees, leaving it the same, whatever. And in the meantime, the board can appoint, can ask for help from members of the congregation as needed. All right? Would that be your understanding? All right, all in favor of that, say aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. All right, it is. Now we are now recessed. God bless you. Don't you wish you had a long recess like this when you were a kid?